Joining us is a familiar voice, Lynn Classical High School girls basketball coach Tom Sawyer. Coach, how you doing?
We're doing good tonight, guys. How are you guys
Sounds
doing?
Sounds good. Oh, we're happy to be here, man. I'll tell you, with all this, you guys get the sicknesses and everything that went through. It went through Gloucester like wildfire. We had colds and stomach crap and all that stuff. Do you guys have it in the team, or do you avoid it all?
No, we've had it. Knock on wood, about a week ago, it ran through one player a day for about 4 or 5 days in a row.
Yeah. Oh, it's been brutal. Well, Tom, you know, it's a quick time between the jamboree that you guys have, which is absolutely spectacular, and here we are almost at the midpoint of the season already. So let's back up a little bit and maybe give me a little historical perspective on how the jamboree went and then where you guys are at right now.
All right, yeah, great. The jamboree is always a great way to kick off the season. We had 8 games back on December 10th. 8 NEC teams versus 8 non-NEC teams. Good day of basketball. Gave everybody an opportunity to put the uniforms on and play in front of a crowd with referees and so forth. So was a successful day all the way around. We also use it as a scholarship fundraiser. So we raised some funds to give out some scholarships at the end of the year. And then also, you know, honor the legacy of Mr. Duchesne. So a great way for us to kick off the season.
All right, so bring us up to speed now, Tom. Just before we went on the air, you told me your record is 6-3, which is a terrific start, and maybe a highlight or two before we check out what's coming down the road.
Yeah, we're 6-3. We played Revere tough, although we lost to them. You know, the Globe has them ranked the 5th best team in the state. We were actually leading by 4 after 3 quarters and got outplayed in the 4th quarter, but, you know, took that as a positive that we could compete with a team that's that highly regarded. We have had 2 overtime games in the early part of the season. We went to overtime with Danvers on the road. Unfortunately, we weren't able to pull that one out. But then just a few days later, we went to overtime with Lynn English also on the road, and we were able to pull that one out. So I've had many seasons where we had no overtime games, and we've already had 2 in the early part of this season.
Coach, does that speak to the balance of the league itself where you're involved in so many close games?
I think it does. I said going into the season that Revere was hands down the best team in the league, and I stand by that. And then I said the rest of us, on any given night, I think anybody can beat anybody, and I think that's pretty much the way that it's playing out so far.
You know, Coach, you mentioned Revere. It seems to be a high school program across the board that's in a period of resurgence, and certainly it's always good to see a school come up and be competitive throughout all of the sports, because it really adds across the board to the level of competition you have to be ready to play to or play against every single night.
Yeah, right. You have to, as coaches, you have to make sure the kids are prepared. They can't take anybody for granted, and it makes it fun. You know, every night you have your own game, but then you check the paper or Twitter or whatever your social media of choice is, and see how the other teams do. And inevitably, I think the league is playing out this year like we thought. There are a lot of close games, a lot of teams, you know, losing tonight, winning the next one, and I think that's good for the competitive balance of the league.
Tom, what did you expect from your kids before the season started, and where are they right now?
I had fairly high expectations of the kids, and I think that to this point they've met them. The biggest thing for me as a coach is I want their basketball IQ to improve. We talk all the time about we don't need robots playing this game, and me and Coach Ridley, Helen Ridley, who helps me, we're not playing anymore. You guys are playing the game, and we can draw up X's and O's, but you guys need to read the defense and make the right decisions and make the right plays. And I've seen us progress with our basketball IQ, and as a coach, that's the one thing that I'm the most proud of.
Who are the kids who are you looking to for your leadership this year?
Yeah, we're led by, we only have 2 seniors on the roster, Sunita Shrey and Priscilla Luador, who have been in the program for 4 years, started on the freshman team, made their way to the JV team, and for the last couple of years, 3 years in one case and 2 in the other, have been on the varsity team. So we really look for their senior leadership. to maintain our stability. We have a strong core of juniors. Juniors Paris Wilkie starts for us at forward, and our point guard is junior J. Lee Medrano. And another, we have Mariah Chandler, a guard, Tiara Horton, a forward that helped us out. And then a first-year junior that we have, Ariana Delgado, has been a big presence for us this year. So
excellent.
Mainly juniors and seniors, or a couple of seniors on the team. And that is somewhat helpful because they're at least a little bit familiar with what we're trying to accomplish.
You know, one thing you mentioned, about reading defenses and getting comfortable on the court and so on, and they're the ones playing. Dale Dunbar over at Winthrop Hockey mentioned last year or the year before, I can't remember, but he talked about being creative, having the kids be creative. And I hadn't heard that before in high school hockey. Is there such a thing as well in basketball where the kids, after a certain comfort level, they can be creative?
Yeah, well, we encourage them, we tell them that, we design plays because we think it helps us score. But the end result is we're trying to score when we're on offense, and we're trying to stop the other team from scoring when we're on defense. And if you think you see a play that can make, that accomplishes one of those, offensively or defensively, then go for it. Make the play. Because we'd rather have kids taking chances, making plays. And if it doesn't work out, so be it. But let's take a chance, try to make a play, and if it works out, great. If it doesn't work out, we'll learn from it and move on.
Excellent. Okay, Coach, what do you got coming up this week?
We got a tough week. We're at Saugus tomorrow, and Saugus is a very, very much improved team from where they were 2 years ago. They were very good last year, I would say, and they're very good this year. We'll have our hands full going over to Saugus. And then we make the bus ride up to Gloucester on Friday night.
Hey, you make it sound like it's a painful trip.
Well, it was painful 3 or 4 years ago when the bus group blew the transmission after we had lost up there.
Oh, God. So, that is bad.
I'll never forget. So when the bus starts after the game, I count that as a win.
Well, Coach, hopefully you'll get two. And, Tom, it's always good talking with you, and we want to check in with you from time to time, if that's okay.
That would be great, guys. Thanks a lot.